The Rain Podcast Business Summit 2021 from New York.
Before we get into it, again, Christian Facy, CEO, used to work at Google as a strategist, Facebook as a science partner, and with Wilfred, we teamed up to create this new solution where we stream audio ads into games and now provide more audio ad spot opportunities than any other entity on the planet. And before I share my screen, we'd be grateful for Wilfred to give his quick 10-second intro.
Yeah, my name's Wilfred Urbing, CTO, co-founder, started my career in banking, so Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and then moved on to Google and was there for 3 years where I met Christian at the Google Christmas party in the Dublin office.
Awesome. That's a story for another time. But I'm going to attempt to share my screen now, if you enable that, and then we'll get into it. Audio is more than you think, myself and my co-founder, Wilfred. Now, how you are all used to buying right now on podcast, your typical publications, you buy based on age, gender, location, listen through rates, etc. And the idea here is that if there are 120 million podcast listeners that are available within the US right now, and your typical buying solutions, there are 164 million mobile gamers in the US. Now, going to attempt to show you a quick example a little bit later, but if not, keep on mute and refer to the link that I sent you within the chat. What we do is we present non-intrusive audio into games. So the idea behind AudioMob is that we are taking one of the most engaged users available within the digital sphere. These are mobile gamers, and we are sending tailored messages to them. This is an example of a campaign we ran with Justin Bieber's media team for his new song, Anyone. And as you can see, there is a clickable banner at the bottom there, and then there is Justin Bieber literally speaking to the individual audiences. And what AudioMob does is we are able to take these mobile games and general apps and send these messages to these engaged users, and we're getting groundbreaking click-through as well as your stereotypical listen-through rates as well. And the idea here is that, again, based on the title of the presentation, audio is more than you think. Non-audio advertisers are now becoming audio advertisers. This is an example of a company called CoinFloor. They are a cryptocurrency exchange. Now, you never think that a cryptocurrency exchange would, you know, send an audio ad to the stereotypical audio advertising mediums. However, lots of investors and people that like music and people that buy, you know, groceries, they all play games in one form or another. And this is an example of one of the ads we did for them.
CoinFloor is the longest-running UK exchange that enables you to automatically invest in Bitcoin simply and safely. You don't have to be a techie to get involved. Click through to find out more.
And it's not just games that we're seeing ridiculous engagement rates in either, such as, you know, Wordscapes or Scrabble, your classic word games, but music apps as well, which have these ad slots in them that we can now access, reading apps as well. It's games and general apps that is really changing the ecosystem that you know as audio. It's not just the Spotify's and Pandora's of the world, but any app that you can think of where an audio message can now be sent directly to a user. And to give you an idea of the gaming snapshot, you know, these aren't 12-year-olds just in their bedroom playing games. There's 2.7 billion mobile gamers. The market is growing at 35%. There's millions of daily active users. Most 18 to 24-year-olds, they play games. Most females globally play games. Even most parents now these days play games. And the more kids they have, the more likely they are to play games. So it's a very evenly distributed ecosystem of people that you can now access with personalized ads. And we are talking about a paradigm shift here in terms of what is available in the market. Billions and billions, hundreds of billions of audio streaming opportunities are now available across the world. And AudioMob can now access a billion players because we have teamed up with the largest ad networks in the world and transformed their inventory so you can really speak to individual users with personalized audio messages within their favorite apps. I'm going to pass it over to Wilfred to go over some of the research that we've done to achieve what we've achieved.
Yeah, thanks, Christian. So as you all know, I think it's really important especially on the technical side, to actually have some metrics around this. So what we did is we actually did a focus group, and this focus group is based on two integrations of a game, one using video ads and the other using our audio ads. And what we found is 75, and just so everyone knows, the focus group was split between US and UK users, and the age range was 18, sorry, to 51. And it was balanced between male and female. So, and we wanted to do it on purpose just to make sure it wasn't just a one-off. So the next thing we noticed was that 100% of people carried on playing the game, which is actually what we wanted, right? Not interrupting the user. But a really important one to mention is 100% of participants noticed that the banner and could also record an ad. And I think that's a one to really note. So although they may not have been actively consuming the ad in front of them like a video ad would, they still subconsciously, as we all know with audio, you can remember things that you're hearing in the background from radio to advertising. And then an interesting thing is that 87% of them actually went through and actually clicked on the banner. Realized that they could press the banner, and then 50% of them actually clicked on the banner, which was really interesting as well. And now another one that we actually discovered, this is by crunching a bit of data. So we wanted to see how many listens did it take for someone to actually click. And this is something that's actually really one thing we're a statistic actually really proud of given the stuff we've served so far. And that's 1.4. So people on average are listening to, if you round down, because it's a 0.4, about one ad, and then they're actually clicking through. And we think that's because of the engagement rate and the fact that someone's actually talking to them in those games rather than just a static banner ad. So just to summarize here, we've got like massive audience, as we mentioned previously, 18 billion. Engagement is 1,000 times larger improvement. So your bang for buck is obviously way better. And then also we've got 400 types of targeting segments that you can actually access as well. So yeah.
And thanks for that, Wilfred. And the main aim here is that, you know, there are so many different innovations that are literally going to 100x the amount of opportunities that you'll get to deliver an audio message to individual users, and mobile is but one of them. And thank you all for listening, despite the start. And if you're interested in finding out more about audio innovation in general, or specifically what we do, then feel free to contact Luke, who is leading our sales team.